Pattinson. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
I thought that was recording for a second.
Oh, no. Do I sound that robotic?
That's incredible.
Yeah, I just, all the questions are pre-recorded. If you just insert your answers, we'll make it sound real. Where are you calling us from, man?
I'm calling from somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Canada, in a big pile of mud and rain and cold. And I have absolutely no idea where I am. By some trees somewhere in Canada.
Is it true, because I read this, that they put you guys on some kind of compound where no one can get to you? You can't get in or out? You know, to keep the paparazzi away so that, you know, none of the secrets of the film are given away. And also that, you know, that the cast isn't bothered.
I think they're being like, I think they're being super secretive about all the stuff on this one. But I think I can get out of my room.
If you disguise yourself.
Can you get off
yourself?
The property? Maybe there's like an electric fence you don't know about.
I don't know, maybe there is. I mean, I haven't actually attempted yet. So maybe there is.
I don't know. You probably can't go much of anywhere without being recognized. Since we saw you a long time ago, I remember you came into the studio here and there were people lined up around the windows. I don't know if you remember that or not, but my gosh, yeah. Have things taken off for you in so many different directions. Are you enjoying it, Rob?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's still, I'm just about catching up to kind of where it took off then. I mean, but I am. I'm pretty happy with the way things have gone. I mean, stayed working, stayed pretty happy, and I think that's the most you can ask for.
Yeah, you've done a lot. I don't know that you've taken much time off. It doesn't seem like, from what we understand, since we met you. And the new movie that you're in called Water for Elephants, which is in theaters April 22nd. I like to think that I like to be a romantic guy, but this is it's a romance at the end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Just sort of big, beautiful, old-fashioned kind of love story set in the 30s in a circus. Me with a spoon, kind of playing lovers. It's very sweet.
And did you have to study up on the 30s and the Depression and everything?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I watched a bunch of documentaries. But I mean, I think the main thing was just the novel it's based on. It was very sort of historically accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I was kind of relatively true to that, and then hopefully I'll be true to the period. But I mean, there were a lot of people working on it. People like Jack Fisk, who's a production designer. He did Days of Heaven, a lot of the Terrence Malick movies. I mean, his sets and everything were so incredibly authentic, and the costume design and everything. I mean, it's an incredibly true to life interpretation of the 30s, I think. I hope.
From what you saw on the docs, Reese Witherspoon is in it, and Christoph Waltz, who I just think is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's incredible. I mean, he's absolutely incredible. And he's kind of perfect for the movie as well, because I mean, I think the part was written for an American, but the fact that he's Austrian, well, probably Austrian mixed with a hybrid of a million other things. But it's quite nice to kind of be representative of America at that time, because everybody's immigrants, and especially for the circus as well, because there's so many different nationalities working there.
I feel like you're calling us from an active scene of the movie right now. Like, I think I heard action or rolling or something.
I think you probably did. I'm kind of sliding down a mud hill right now, trying to find a place where I'm not going to get run over.
What a guy to call us in the middle of rehearsal for the movie. So you are working. There's an elephant, obviously, in Water for Elephants, and I just want, you know, I have a little experience with elephants.
Really? What's that?
I did a kids game show where we had to do icing on an elephant's side for points. It was colored icing. And
like
I don't
frosting icing?
Frosting, yeah. It's not quite the same type of work you do, but I don't think people realize how sharp the hair of an elephant is.
That is incredible. Were you saying you were putting icing on an elephant to eat it?
No, it was a kids' game show, and the contest was who can ice with like frosting, put the colored frosting on the elephant's side fastest first,
right.
And the kids that did it quickest would win. A little different material, but nonetheless, what was it? Were you worried with the elephant? Did you bond after working with the elephant? What was that relation dynamic like?
No, I mean, it's completely amazing. I mean, you probably saw it. Working with kids, with elephants, I mean, they're the most kind of sophisticated, gentle creatures you could possibly hope to work with. And, I mean, right from the very first day, I mean, the first time you see when I met Ty, who plays Rosie in the movie, she was with five or six other fully grown elephants. And it is relatively intimidating in the beginning, especially when they start kind of standing on their back legs and stuff. I mean, it's just so enormous. But, like, I got carried around in her mouth and stuff the first day I met her. And, I mean, you suddenly realize how incredible they are.
But Rob Pattinson on the Breaking Dawn set, I just heard action. Should we listen in? We'll get a real preview. People want a preview. Here it is. All right, Rob Pattinson is with us. He's rolling around in the dirt and the mud for Breaking Dawn. I want to come back and talk about the irony in your character's name. If you are Team Edward or Team Jacob, doesn't matter. You'll want to hear the explanation to this. It's coming up next.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Kiss FM pays your bills.
Alicia Navarro of Rosemead. Alicia Navarro, we've got your express bill. Call us back.
Not you.
Kiss FM pays your bills again at 7:10.
You guys ready?
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Kiss FM.
In the sleaze, Ellen. I love the sleaze. I'm ready. Diva.
Oh, good.
Diva question mark on your post there. What do you got?
It's impossible to believe the story. This is like every sleaze story today. I can't believe this would be true, that Russell Brand is now a diva. People who have had experiences with Russell very recently say that he shows up with an entourage. He's all nicey-nicey, you know, when cameras are around, laid back and friendly. But then when he's just Russell, that he's a pain in the arse. And they say that he's got, they say he's not friendly. He travels with a trainer, a sober coach, and two assistants.
I don't buy it.
And his assistants have assistants. I know, I find it very hard to believe, too. And there's a brand new show coming to ABC. It's right now pilot, Good Christian and Leslie Bibb. You know that beautiful blonde actress? You put her picture up if you want. But she, she's doing this for Darren Star.
Thank you,
he's
subtlety.
The Sex and the City guy. Uh-huh. So it's supposed to be really good, and it's all about this girl who's the ultimate mean girl in high school returns home to Dallas after her marriage ends in scandal.
When is that coming out?
Well, it's a pilot now, so I hope that it, you know, that we
gets
get to all
picked
see
up,
it
as they say.
Yes.
Hey, coming up, more with Rob Pattinson in just a second, and in less than 20 minutes, your chance to go see Diddy Dirty Money. Come on!
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Kiss FM.
Back in 60 seconds.
Let's say.
Budget cuts resulting in fewer college classes mean that many students can't get the courses they need to keep their degree on track. Fortunately, 4-credit continuing studies courses at the University of Redlands are fully transferable to other schools, and no application is needed to enroll. Different colleges have different transfer policies, so be sure to check with your academic advisor first. Smart advice brought to you by the University of Redlands. Learn more at redlands.edu.
Monte Carlo will make you feel rich even if you're not. Your gateway to the city center. Monte Carlo is the getaway. Complete with entertainment headliners Jabberwockies and Frank Caliendo. All at the center of the strip. For more information and great rates, visit MonteCarlo.com.
Today, all kinds of advanced devices are part of our lives. Which is why there's one network that should definitely be part of your life. Verizon Fios. It's the network that enhances the abilities of all your devices. Learn more at Verizon.com/Fios.
She can autograph my pockets. Anytime, any place, any way. I be looking at everybody else watching. I don't want to be obnoxious, but this girl worth the gossip. Take it with a smile, the tattoos now, forever she very godless. I imagine her topless. She might set off my rocket. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, on and popping. She met Marcus.